It's Thursday the 30th of July. If you heard a crunching sound just a few seconds ago, that was me crunching up some honey granola. I was met by Mr. Blackbird, immediately by Mrs. Blackbird, staring at me. So I went back in and got a wee handful of granola with raisins and almonds. I crunched up a hand for them. They'd hardly waited till I took a step away before they're down. And see, she's giving him a rally. She lets him go so far and then she just has a dash at him, gives him a peck, as if to say, "This is all mine. You go and find your own, or wait till I'm finished." Oh, there's a fledgling's down. I was going to say she should chase her, but it's not, it's a fledgling. Fully fledged. Beautiful, beautiful markings. So he took a bit away, so that's why. But the fledgling came down and took some itself, and it flew away. It's not went far, it's just went to the top of the fence. Then it's back down. Oh, it's looking beautiful. Mummy moves out the road to let the youngster in. Daddy, he stole another bit. Is there two? Is there two fledglings? This one's still here. I think there's two fledglings. It's not the same two as before. That was a wee while ago. Well, fantastic. Good on you, Mummy and Daddy. No wonder she's swallowing everything, by the way. She's not taking anything away from the table. Well, the table being the monobox. So, Thursday, 30th of July. It's a calm morning. It's mixed skies again, but no heat in the air. Sun's not out. Suppose the positives are it's not windy and it's not raining at the moment. Yesterday was terrible. Well, it was nice during the day. In fact, it was really nice during the day. But I was doing something that kept me indoors for a few hours. And when I got home, the rain started. So, last night, myself and my wife decided, about 6 o'clock, looks quite nice, let's go a walk out through the parks and decide when we get to the far end what we're going to do. Maybe a walk round the town. Get us out of the house for a wee bit. Barely gotten 200 yards and I was already soaked. My wife never goes anywhere without an umbrella. Never, ever. I don't fault her. I got totally soaked going through the park. But it was still an enjoyable walk. We talked about things and all of a sudden, you know, splashing through puddles everywhere. We forgot about the fact it was raining heavy. We were engrossed in conversation, hand in hand. So at the end of that, we had a pleasant wee time. As pleasant as walking in the rain. I know a song about that. Actually, I think I know 3 or 4 songs about walking in the rain. Johnny Ray comes first, since that's the oldest one I can remember. I like the Johnny Ray one. I like Johnny Ray because he was my uncle. One of my uncles was very like him in features. And he had a hearing aid as well. Very strange. Anyway, this morning I'm feeling funny. I woke up lightheaded, dizzy. I'm still the same. In the shower as I rotated. As you do rotate in the shower, I suppose. Unless you're one of those people who are static. I wasn't falling all over the place, but I was definitely lightheaded. And I'm still the same standing here this morning. I feel, woozy. That's a good word, isn't it? Woozy. Sounds like boozy. Very lightheaded this morning. I've had that before, but it was way back. It was a long time ago. Strange. Feel as if you're going to topple over. Giddy. Giddy. It's one of those words, the more you say it, like woozy. Isn't that strange? The more you say a word, the more strange or daft it sounds, you know. Unless it's specific, you know, like aeroplane. You could say that forever and still applicable to a physical object, aeroplane. Yeah, you could say that all day. Say the same about a teaspoon. A teaspoon doesn't sound silly because it's basically an adjective, isn't it? It's a spoon for tea. So, but woozy and giddy and loads of other words. My head's obviously woozy this morning. I was talking a lot. I almost said. No, I almost said the F word there. I must be lightheaded. Ah, fuck it all. Definitely two pheasants because that's a different one. Darker shading than the other one. No families here now. A strange morning inside me. That sounds like a helicopter, doesn't it? Love the sound of helicopters. Absolutely love that compared to an aeroplane. That's wonderful stuff. Now that's an aircraft noise I could listen to all day. My favourite helicopter sound is the Huey. A wonderful, amazing American helicopter. Whew. Isn't that a fantastic sound? Oh my God. He's doing sound effects now. Yeah. Time for the buttoned up the back jacket.